So my great-grandpa, Otto Ackermann, was a big, barrel-chested German, and he was an iceman in Chicago for most of his life until he became a manager of an ice warehouse later on, and he had a great laugh, was very devout in his faith. He loved hunting, and so often he'd go out on Sundays after Mass to go hunt off the DuPage River, which is right where Naperville is now, too. It's a lot more developed than when he was hunting it. And he also used to smoke a lot of cigars, but then my great-grandma told him to cut it out, and so he just chewed on them for 20 years. He never, like, lit them, but he still chewed on them for 20 years. And I know all this about my great-grandpa Otto, but I never met him, you know. He died in the mid-80s, and I never met him. But through the testimony of my father, of my aunts and uncles, and through my grandparents, you know, I feel that I've kind of gotten to know my great-grandpa Otto, and I would have loved to have known him. In today's gospel, we hear about Jesus after the resurrection, coming to his disciples, his apostles, and trying to bring peace, trying to calm them after this great turmoil of his resurrection. And what we really see him doing is just in a very tangible way showing, you know, that he truly is resurrected, that he's not some ghost. And he does this by telling his disciples to, you know, look at my hands and feet and see that it is I myself. And then he eats in front of them, and he just really tries to, like, pound it in that, you know, I'm alive. I have conquered death. I am resurrected, and I am here before you. Have you ever seen the resurrected Lord? I haven't. We haven't. All we have is the testimony of these first disciples and apostles, which has been protected by the church and handed throughout all these centuries before to this very day for me reading it to you. We have this testimony and the whole of scriptures, the witness of saints that have followed afterwards. And through their testimony, not only do I wish I had known Jesus, I want to meet Jesus. And that is the good news, is that through my baptism, through my remaining true to Christ, that through, you know, the sorrow and sufferings of this world, that if I remain true, if I continue through my stumbling to turn to him and ask for his grace, that at the end of it all, I get to meet him. And, you know, and the potential to meet all those loved ones of mine who, marked by the sign of faith, have gone before us and are with him. And this is the great good news, is that death is not the end. That is, this whole Easter season is this testimony and a testament to that, through Christ's sacrifice on the cross, death is not the end, and by our baptisms we might have a participation in that life. And so, although we are not able to see the resurrected Lord, although we are not able to see those wounds of his hands and his feet before us, to see him eat before us, because he remained with his apostles to strengthen them to go spread this testimony before he ascended into heaven after 50 days. But we're not alone. He gave us his church. He pours out his Holy Spirit, you know, that in order that he might be with us throughout all of this. And so although we can't see his hands or his feet, he says, look at my church and see that it is I. Look at those apostles. 11 of those 12 apostles that were with him, they died. They gave their lives to witness, to say that this is the truth, that this is Jesus, and he's totally worth knowing. People don't die for a lie. I'm not here today. I don't give my life. I don't give up a family and a career and doing my own thing for a lie. And so I think just that thing I want to leave you with is that although we don't see the resurrected Lord before us today, we see his church, and in his church, those saints, those apostles, those centuries of handing on his revelation and this testimony is the greatest thing that we have, that shows that he loves us, he has a plan for our life, And today he gives of himself in the Eucharist. And so, Lord, help increase our faith.